built-in AI assistant. Gemini will help you multitask by finding information across all your Google apps. Now from 799 SIM-free. In-store and online at Currys.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
Have you heard? At Matalan, the sale has landed. There's up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' fashion. And up to 50% off homeware too. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump's special envoy to Kyiv is suggesting Ukraine could be split into zones and administered by troops from different nations. General Keith Kellogg appears to be saying the country could be divided the same way as post-war Berlin in 1945, using British and French troops to create a reassurance force in western areas, while Moscow's personnel would look after the east. The journalist Alex Cadier says efforts are continuing across Europe to establish what Keir Starmer has called the coalition of the willing.
Really, the big question is, can these plans be sustained without the US? I've described it as they are trying to aim for a target with moving goalposts, and they're not sure if they're going to have a US goalkeeper behind them.
US and Iranian officials will hold indirect talks later aimed at preventing Iran from developing its nuclear program. Oman will mediate between Donald Trump's envoy for the Middle East and Tehran's foreign minister. The president has said nothing is off the table. For the first time since the Falklands War in the 1980s, Parliament's been recalled to sit on a Saturday and debate the future of British Steel in Scunthorpe. Both the House of Commons and the Lords will cut short their Easter break in the hope of saving the plant and also its jobs. And the National Education Union is warning its members are willing to strike over pay. It's issued a statement after teachers and school leaders rejected the government's current wages offer of a 2.8% increase. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Easter weekend is on the way. Your Hall of Fame reveal weekend is too. Your 3 at 3 from our top 300 starts with a faller from last year.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
To see Freddie de Tomaso performing Carmen on Monday night. Oh, I can barely sleep. I'm so thrilled. That's why I'm here with you presenting on the radio at this hour in the morning. Bizet's Carmen. That was the Act 3 entr'acte from your Hall of Fame. A second year of climbing for that piece, up 19 places last year at 195. You heard the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra performing this morning under Pablo González. Just before it, a faller for Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from it this morning, performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. Welcome to your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame as we fast approach Easter weekend and the moment when we begin the countdown and the reveal of your all-new 2025 Top 300 chart. It's always a really massive weekend here at Classic FM, as you can well imagine. And we all get very, very excited in the run-up to it. So you can only begin to imagine how things are here at Classic FM Towers at the moment. Everyone's busy counting votes and figuring out where everything sits, and none of us are allowed to know until the very, very last moment. It's all very much kept under lock and key, but you will be the first to know if you tune in to Classic FM over Easter weekend. In the meantime, I'm playing you my 3 at 3 from the old rundown, the 2024 chart. And my final choice for you this morning, another climber up 2 places in last year's charts. It's Chopin. Thank you. choice for your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame this morning. Chopin's Piano Concerto, number 2 in F minor. Nelson Freire at the keyboards, the Cologne Gürzenich Orchestra beside him under conductor Lionel Barranquier. And if you are here from 7 o'clock this morning, Tim Leoru will be sitting in this very chair to bring you your weekend Classic FM breakfast from 9 o'clock. He's got a whole hour of goodies for you from the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Isn't that lovely? I don't think I've ever played you that before. He's a composer who has been a pick for my top three for the Hall of Fame in the past. Korngold, that's the garden scene from Much Ado About Nothing. He fled to the States just before the Second World War and ended up in Hollywood writing music for lots of movies, and obviously that was one of them. Patrick Savage and Martin Cousin played on Classic FM. Just ahead of it, perhaps the most famous piece to make it out of Mexico from Arturo Marquez, his Danzón number 2 on Classic FM, played by the Simón Bolívar Orchestra of Venezuela, conducted by Gustavo Dudamel himself, a resident of LA these days. Katie Brethwick here with you at the end of a very busy week. I had the pleasure of attending the press night of the Watermills' brand new version of Piaf earlier this week. I'm involved with the theatre, and yes, I was there to provide moral support in amongst the audience of all the journalists there to review it. And obviously I'm a bit biased, but I have to say it's the best Piaf you will ever see. Audrey Brisson, who plays Piaf, is this little tiny Duracell battery. Other batteries are available, and she sounds more like Piaf than Piaf herself. It was extraordinary, and that will certainly be coming to the West End. I'm sure of it. I will keep you posted, but if you are anywhere near Newbury, for now, you should go and grab yourself a ticket for it, because it is extraordinary. I'm going to play you the piece that closed the first half, and I bawled my way through it. It's a piece that I love anyway. I've played it to you before. This by Marguerite Monneau, one of Piaf's torch songs, this Hymn à l'amour. Thank you.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
that's been top of the charts in the Classic FM Hall of Fame in the past. You never know, it might make it back that way again this year. It's got a big climb to do, though. Max Brook, his violin concerto number 1 in G minor on Classic FM. Randall Gusby, your soloist this morning. The Philadelphia Orchestra beside him, and Yannick Nizet-Séguin conducted it. Followed that fabulous piece by Marguerite Monneau, written for Piaf Im à l'amour on Classic FM. One more before I give you up to Sam Pittis from Samuel Coleridge Taylor. This is his African Suite.
Thank you.
the mighty Chinookay. Celebrating 10 years this year, playing Samuel Coleridge Taylor's African Suite. And from one Croydon boy to another, Sam Pittis is next. Bye-bye.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Welcome back to Carrot FM, where we have another one of your letters. Dear Valent Hair, is a heat pump right for my home? Well, lovely listener, you need to talk to Valent. They've 150 years of home heating expertise and innovation. From efficient gas boilers to low-carbon heat pumps, they know their onions. Whereas I specialise in carrots. Valent.co.uk, the sign for the right heating decision.
Wonder why I'm surrounded by chicks? Well, they've been pecking away at our prices at Currys. In time for Easter, you'll find up to 30% off thousands of products, like saving £80 on the Dyson V8 Advanced Cordless Vacuum. With up to 40 minutes of runtime, you can blitz the house in one go. Now, just £249. That's cheap. Sorry. In-store and online at Currys. Applies to powerful suction mode with non-motorised tool attached.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. For the first time since the Falklands War in the 1980s, Parliament is being recalled to sit on a Saturday and debate the future of British Steel in Scunthorpe. Both the House of Commons and the House of Lords are cutting short their Easter breaks with the aim of saving the plant and also its jobs. There are hopes the government will nationalise it, but people in Scunthorpe are sceptical.
Once the steelworks shut, there's nothing left for Scunthorpe.
I've heard that they're going to take it on, but if they don't, Scunthorpe will end.
If the government don't nationalise British Steel, they basically turn us back down to the Stone Ages.
The US is again insisting phones are ringing off the hook, with countries trying to make trade deals following the imposition of tariffs. The levies have caused chaos on financial markets and an open trade war between Washington and Beijing. President Trump has declared, "I did very well," after undergoing his annual physical examination. The 78-year-old has been praising his own heart, soul and cognitive ability. There's still no early indication of what caused a helicopter to crash into the Hudson River in New York, killing the pilot and a family of five. It's being reported they were on a sightseeing trip for a ninth birthday. And in sport, the race for Champions League qualification will continue in the Premier League later on today. One of the main games at lunchtime will